Good morning. Time for our cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. With me today, we have Steve Taylor with the Chickasha Soup Kitchen. Steve, always good to have you on.
Good morning, sir.
Got a big fundraiser coming up, and if you're not sure what the soup kitchen is or does, Steve's here going to tell us all about it. So a big thanks to our Cool Conversation sponsors, and they are Community Bank of Oklahoma and Stanley Systems. So, Steve, before we get underway about the fundraiser, just give us a little history of the soup kitchen.
Well, the soup kitchen is now going through its anniversary. I think it was back in 2019 that we all got together, and after the Cornerstone downtown had closed several years prior, decided we needed really something to do that. So we started meeting in 2019.
We all.
There's a bunch of us that's involved. I mean, we are our own 501c3 nonprofit. We just had this vision that we needed to get something started again, because we know that there's a lot of people that are in need. Not necessarily they're homeless. They may have homes, but they just don't have enough to fill the month. So a lot of us got together. I would say probably on the coordinating committee when we first started, there was about 20 of us, just to take the vision and see where we could go with it. And a year later, we served our first meal. And so, and we did it at the old Resurrection House over off of Chickasha. And so then later we ended up fortunate enough to be able to buy our own building over at 520 West Pennsylvania, where we currently are. And so now we're just serving meals every day, Monday through Friday. We're actually serving breakfast now, too. So
very nice.
Which is new for us.
Yeah, it takes a lot of folks, for sure.
It does.
And they're bright and early in the morning, I'm sure, getting ready for...
If they're serving breakfast, they've
got to be pretty early.
Yeah, it's about 9. Okay. We serve breakfast, and then we serve our lunches from 11:30 till 1, Monday through Friday. We've looked at the possibility of going to Saturday. Just haven't had a lot of support for that yet, but we're not giving up. We're not giving up hope on that, but it is something that we're looking long-term at.
Also, the center is being used for, in the summer, a cooling station?
Cooling station and a heating station during the wintertime through the Community Alliance organization. So I help coordinate that as well with the folks with Community Alliance and try to get volunteers to come and just be able to have it open and available so, you know, they're not getting too hot or getting too cold, depending on the season.
And the Alliance does include the Salvation Army?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. A lot of organizations make up the Community Alliance.
And they meet like once a month?
Once a month,
kind of
down at the chamber.
Talk about the needs of the community.
Yes. So, very well organized, and they're doing a lot of good.
All right. So the Empty Bowl Fundraiser is what it's called. Now, give us a little preview.
So
what's going to be going on?
That's coming up. It's our second annual fundraiser. We did it last year. I would say last year the timing wasn't the best because I think we did it in August.
Too many people want soup in August.
Yes. Yeah. So we decided to push it back. So we're doing it in November. We're doing November 8th. It's a Saturday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. It's going to be held over at Epworth United Methodist Church in the Remodel Fellowship Hall there, is where it was last year. And we're going to have a great time. We've got you for $10 donation, you get 2 bowls of soup. Now, we don't just have 2 types of soup. We've got like 5 or 6 types of soup. So you get to take your choice.
These are homemade soups, I'm guessing, right?
Homemade soups. We have groups that are doing that. I'm actually making a soup. God help you all. No, I'm kidding.
What kind of soup you make?
I do potato soup.
Potato soup.
I like to make potato soup. Mm-hmm. So, and we've got people doing a beef stew, broccoli cheese soup, white chicken chili, Italian sausage, gnocchi soup. I can't ever smell.
Gnocchi, I think. I don't know that. It's an Italian deal.
And then we have a surprise soup. Ooh. I don't know what that surprise soup is. They haven't even told me.
That's really a surprise if you don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know. And that includes 2 bowls of soup, cornbread, crackers, dessert, and drink for $10 a ticket.
So are there bowls there that you buy, or do you bring your own bowl, or how does that work?
No, we've got the bowls. Okay. We haven't gotten that far yet.
I see.
We've reached out to a couple organizations about maybe making bowls for us.
Now, that would be nice.
And it would be cool, kind of cool thing to do, but, you know, we're not quite there yet, so we're still looking at that for a future fundraiser.
And I was going to say, you could sell bowls.
We could sell bowls,
to take home, and you could fill up with chili or ice cream or whatever you got at home.
Now, we're also having a silent auction that day. as well as a bake sale.
What are the silent auction items? Do we have a partial list available yet?
I don't have that yet. I've got somebody else who's coordinating that, and we're asking the community and businesses, if you would like to help out and give us a silent auction item, feel free to contact me, or I can get you in contact with the person coordinating that, and we would love to have a lot of participation that way.
Yeah, that's a great way, and it's a, you know, socialize a little bit with you know, at the event, and then just, okay, who will bid me? I got
to. Yeah. Well, I think we're actually going to do part of it online, too.
Oh.
So that will be folks who maybe are out of town, can't make it. They can sign up for the online auction, and so it'll be ongoing both places.
You're going high tech.
Well, yeah. I've got a guy who's doing that. I'm not.
I don't mean you personally.
I've learned to delegate a lot, so because it takes a village.
No doubt.
So, but we all are having a great time getting this planned. A lot of hard work going into it, but like I say, we've got a lot of effort going into it.
Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us on the Cool Conversation. Steve Taylor with us with the Chickasha Soup Kitchen. So about how many people are you feeding per day or per week?
It varies with the time of month. Mm-hmm. I mean, usually the first of the month, our numbers are down, which is because they get a lot of their Social Security checks and things like that, and assistance checks at the first of the month. And then we get towards the latter part of the month. We could be serving 75 to 100 during the first part of the month. We could get up to 125, 150. Towards the end of the month. We've even had almost up to 200 at some points, so of meals being served.
Now, is all food either donated or purchased by you through donations
or
whatever?
And we have some groups. Of course, the way we work, we have volunteer groups. I know a lot of people have tried and asked if they could volunteer, and we have groups of people who volunteer. So we have different organizations. One of your sponsors, Stanley, is one of those groups that does that. My church, Epworth, does that twice a month. We have a couple of other churches that do it several times. It can be a community organization. I've got 4-H clubs that are involved, too.
Nice.
And so a lot of those are homeschooled kids, but, you know, they come up, and they'll be like 10 of them, and they serve, and they love it, and it gets them in the act of community service. And so that's really kind of cool as well. But
so about... Give us an idea of what a typical lunch may be. And is there a lot of prep done on site?
A lot of it can be done on site. We have some groups that just bring it in. We are able to do that. I mean, we go from everything. Like this week, we had Sloppy Joe's on Thursday. We had on Friday, it was sandwiches. We had chicken, spaghetti. I mean, they're really good food. It's not just mass-produced food. It's a lot of love that goes into that, George. So the people who serve take pride in what they serve. And so we have a lot of things that are served in different types.
Right. And there's a time, is there activities they can take part in when they're done eating or anything? Or
well, they usually sit around socialize a little bit. And so, but yeah, that's a lot of them will go outside and, you know, depending upon the weather and be outside. We have a nice covered area now that we've been able to install at the soup kitchen. We've made a lot of improvements to the building since we purchased it a couple of years ago. And so we've redone some heating and air that we had a great partner with that. We've gotten some new kitchen equipment to be able to help, you know, to be able to be more efficient that way. It takes a lot to be able to do that, though, George. And we've had to have some roof repair done. We've had some sheet metal work done. We had two big garage doors that, because at one point, I think it was like a bread store or the bread distribution company. And so they had two big old garage doors. Well, we were losing a lot of heat and air out of that thing. So we were able to fund and get somebody to help us do that and be able to seal all that up and make the building a little bit more efficient. But we got a lot of more work to do.
So in addition to the empty bowl fundraisers, the individuals, this more give to families and individuals, you're looking for some corporate sponsors, of
course. We're looking for not only corporate sponsors, but individual sponsors as well. We don't receive any federal or state funding. We don't get any of that. So we've just devised a way for the folks to be involved with that. We have different, what we call bowls.
Okay.
Makes sense for what
sure.
we do.
You've got a Super Bowl. Do you have a Super Bowl?
Well, we got a...
You should have a Super Bowl.
We should have.
A division,
but,
I guess.
But that's used for another campaign.
Gotcha.
So we wanted to stay away from that.
All righty.
But we have what we call a blessing bowl, which is $100 a year donation. Then we have our next step, which is a giving bowl. And that's $250 a year, not a month, but a year. Our bountiful bowl is a $500 donation per year. And our big heart bowl is the biggest one we have, and it's $1,000 per year. And that's and with that, we help the people, or if they want to, we list them as sponsors and give them recognition. And for a limited time, until November 8th, if we get people to get involved with our bowl campaign, we will give, like for the Blessing Bowl, we'll give one free empty bowl fundraiser ticket. For the Giving Bowl, two. For the Bountiful Bowl, we're giving away four tickets to the soup empty bowl soup fundraiser. And for the Big Heart Bowl, we'll give away eight, because it's just a way of returning back of what we are able to receive.
Right. And there's a QR code somewhere.
Yeah.
How could they find it? Do you have a Facebook or anything like that?
Yeah, we have our own website, ChickashaSoupKitchen.org. You can donate that way. Or there's a QR code on some flyers that are going around.
Got one here at the radio station.
We got one. I'm going to leave a couple with you here.
Okay.
But, yeah, there's different ways that you can give. You can also send any donation to P.O. Box 50. Easy to remember.
73023.
Got to remember that, because it's not 73018, 73023. And you can just make it out to Chickasha Soup Kitchen.
So
it's tax deductible.
There you see. That's a good thing, too. So, all right. What else we need to know about the soup kitchen?
Just that we could really, really use some support. Just as we were going over our finances at our board meeting earlier this week, and we're actually spending now more than we're taking in. And we've got some reserves that we're using for that. We've grown so much that we've had to actually hire a person to help coordinate our kitchen. And that was something we weren't expecting to have to do, but we ended up having to do that. So we have more costs that go along with that, with having an employee, you know, payroll taxes and all that. So we really could use this community support. And if they have any questions about that, I answer the phone when they call, so it's going to come to me. So there's a number you can call. It's on the flyer. You can call 405-544-2422, and it comes to my cell phone, so I'll be able to answer any questions somebody may have.
All well and good. So Saturday, November 8th is the date to circle on your calendar.
6 to 8 p.m.
Epworth Methodist Church. And it's the second annual empty bowl fundraiser, but the bowl won't be empty for very long, I guess. Somebody's got to make chili. It's not a soup. Okay.
That might be the surprise deal, George. You may be just giving that away.
That didn't happen,
That
folks.
Didn't happen.
All right. Steve, thanks for your help. We really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Steve Taylor with the Chickasha Soup Kitchen on our Cook Conversation program today. And a big thanks to our sponsor, Stanley Systems, and Community Bank of Oklahoma for helping us out.